This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We bring you at the top of the program today from the National Association of Realtors, the Pending Home Sales Index, a measure of contracts signed to buy homes, defined here as existing single-family homes, condos, and co-ops. We will get, actually, later on in the program, to what makes a home, but to the housing news of the day, the pending home sales index was up 8.1% in January. That is to say the second straight month of more contracts signed. And the number of existing homes on the market is improving as well, even though by historical measures, it is still really, really low. And that tight inventory is bad news for would-be home buyers. But you know who it is good news for? Home builders. Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
There's always about a zillion reasons not to move. Renting that unwieldy truck, fumbling with that weird packing tape dispenser that never works. And for homeowners who refinanced during the pandemic housing boom, reason one zillion and one is pretty compelling. Rafe Jadrasich covers the home building industry for Bank of America.
So over 80% of current homeowners now have a mortgage rate under 4%.
Which makes the prospect of financing at today's rate of 6.5% on a 30-year fix not so enticing.
The incentive for existing home inventory to come on the market is really, really low right now. So we'd expect existing homes sales to remain under pressure and pushing more people into the new home market.
The home builder Toll Brothers reported new home sales last month were better than January sales for most of the last two decades. New homes are gaining popularity partly because the cost of fixing up a fixer-upper keeps rising, says Jessica Louts at the National Association of Realtors.
41% of people who purchase a new property are actually doing so because they want to avoid the renovations.
Even with home builders benefiting from low inventory now, they'd much prefer to see lower mortgage rates. Demand would be much higher for both old and new homes. And with rates so high now, many of the people buying brand new homes are those that don't have to borrow in the first place. Rob Dietz is with the National Association of Home Builders.
Generationally, that buyer is going to be a Gen Xer who's in the peak of earning years. It's going to be a baby boomer who maybe can purchase with all cash.
First-time home buyers? Well, how long can you live in a fixer-upper without fixing it up? I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.